In his State of the State address earlier this year, Governor Cuomo vowed he'd push through an aggressive agenda on women's rights, government reform, and decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana. But with the clock running out on this year's session, none of that has gone through. New York State Public Radio's Karen DeWitt joins us to explain why. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, tomorrow's the last day of the session, and it looks like Governor Cuomo and lawmakers are negotiating right down to the wire again. What's the latest that you're hearing about the women's rights bill?
That's right. Well, actually, the session has been extended till Friday. So with 72 hours being a very long time in Albany, it appears that the abortion rights provision of Cuomo's 10-point women's agenda is not going to pass. The Senate Republicans have consistently said no. But late last night, in a last-ditch attempt, the governor submitted 10 separate bills separating all the issues out. There's 9 other provisions that include things like pay equity, anti-sexual harassment, paid maternity leave, in the hopes that the Senate will go for some of the other 9 provisions. And you never know, it gives these women's groups that are supporting the abortion rights 3 more days to work on the senators and maybe find some Republican converts. They only need 2 or 3 to pass the bill. So it's still up in the air, but it doesn't really look that good for it right now. Some of the other progressive issues that the governor's been pursuing, like decriminalization of public possession of small amounts of marijuana, seem completely off the table at this point. The governor hasn't even mentioned them in recent weeks.
What happened this year, and why did so little of the governor's agenda come to pass?
Well, I think it's because, some of the theory is, remember the first day of session back in January, the governor pushed very hard to get the gun control measures passed, and that hurt the Republicans who partially controlled the state Senate. They had a tremendous backlash from the conservative party, and since then they've pretty much drawn a line in the sand. No more votes on progressive-type issues like some of the governor's anti-corruption measures, like public campaign finance reform, and they've held a pretty firm line since then, and the governor hasn't been able to persuade them. The other factor is the governor's poll numbers have been steadily going down ever since the gun control measure was passed, and for other kind of reasons, all the corruption in Albany. The governor doesn't have a lot to do with that, but he's kind of, tarred with the same brush. And so he's perceived as weaker. I think some of the lawmakers feel like they don't have to do what he says anymore like they did in the first couple of years.
So, I want to talk about cleaning up Albany a little bit.
Yes,
there are so many indictments and convictions this year. Isn't there any shame up there about not doing anything on campaign finance?
That's a good question. I mean, really, I did expect, and I think most people expected, they would do some kind of reform package. Even if they didn't do public campaign financing, they might put some limits on campaign finance. The governor has a bill to give the state's district attorneys more power to go after corruption, to maybe strengthen the state board of elections. And that was more of a surprise that none of that's happening. And if they still leave on Friday and they don't have an agreement right now, then there isn't going to be any of those measures passed.
How does this session compare to the previous sessions?
Well, it seems like there's more chaos and confusion going on. The first 2 years, Cuomo managed to get all of his agenda through. He seemed kind of invincible. This year, the governor, it seems like he's struggling. He gave up early on some of these issues, saying as early as Monday he didn't think he would get abortion rights or public campaign finance. It seems like everything's kind of off balance, and you have this horrible shadow of corruption, all these, indictments, people wearing wires, people under investigation, imminent arrests. There's also a lot of uncertainty in the assembly, where Democratic Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's on pretty shaky ground after being involved in a sexual harassment scandal. So it seems more chaotic than the first 2 years.
And also in the state Senate, the state Senate is being controlled by this kind of unstable coalition. Does that have anything to do with it as well?
Well, yes. The Republicans control it with 4 breakaway Democrats, and those Democrats, part of the Independent Democratic Conference, they say that they are pro-choice, they're pro-public campaign finance reform, but they seem powerless to get those bills on the floor, and they're taking a lot of heat these days. A lot of ire is directed against them from progressive groups. They were protesting outside Senator Jeff Klein's office yesterday, who's the leader of the IDC. 21 people were arrested, and not really sure what the end game is for these breakaway Democrats. They seem to be in a box right now.
Very briefly to wrap up, is this it? I mean, if they don't get stuff done by Friday, I mean, can anything else happen by the end of the year?
They are probably going to a bill to site more casinos upstate. Cuomo's tax-free zones at college campuses is going to happen. They could come back. One thing the governor threatened to do is investigate the legislature under the state's Moreland Act, but it's uncertain like what his scope is or how far he can go with investigating the legislature. But, yeah, they still have 6 more months. They could come back for a special session if there's pressure to get some of these things done.
All right. Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you.
New York State Public Radio's Karen DeWitt from Albany.